Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously in every...
Repetitio est mater studiorum. And you can take that to the bank. Tomorrow creeps in its petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have lighted fools to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle. Life is but a walking shadow. A poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Seen may be a devil, and the devil hath power to assume a pleasing shape. Worlds on worlds are rolling ever. from creation to decay, like the bubbles on a river, sparkling, bursting, borne away. But they are still immortal who through birth's orient portal and death's dark chasm, hurrying to and fro, clothe their eternal flight in the brief dust and light gathered around their chariots as they go. New shapes they still may weave, new laws, new gods receive. Bright or dim are they as the robes they last on death's bare ribs had cast. A power from the unknown god, a Promethean conqueror came. Like a triumphal path, he trod the thorns of death and shame. A mortal shape for him, whereas the vapor dim which the orient planet animates with light. Hell, sin, and slavery came like bloodhounds, mild and tame, nor prayed until their lord had taken flight. The moon of Mohammed arose, and it shall set, while blazoned on heaven's eternal noon, the cross leads generations on. Swift as the radiant shapes of sleep from one whose dreams are paradise, fly when the fond wretch wakes to weep, and day peers forth with her blank eyes. So fleet, so faint, so fair, the powers of earth and air fled from the folding star of Bethlehem. Apollo, Pan, and Love, and even Olympian Jove grew weak, for killing truth had glared on them. Our hills and seas and streams, dispeopled of their dreams, their waters turned to blood, their dew to tears, wailed for the golden years. You are listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. Yes, dear fiends, this is, once again, your irritating horror host, Dr. Howland Owl. And tonight, we have a continuation of earlier programming of its spiritual and metaphysical dimensions, as can only be produced in the context of these mutually shared programs, which go back decades to an earlier period when life was hot and sweet and merry, and the devil took the hindmost. When he could do it. And we have not been without our ups and downs, our backwards and forwards motion, and our simple running in place. Sometimes, as the Red Queen said, you have to run as fast as you can just to remain in the same place. And so it is with all our wonderful works. Yes, repetitio est mater studiorum. That is how one learns, by rote. Men- monumental structures fall to ruin, weathered by the winds of time. Not shored up by beams of memory, scaffolding of rote and rhyme.
Folks, this is unbelievable. I just opened this carton here.
And here, the voice of Michael Pepe addresses us.
Sugary, pastry, creamy.
Creamy, delicious.
Talking about creamy pastries and other semi-divine phenomena.
This party. What?
In my mind.
Oh, no, this is terrible.
What happened?
This is terrible.
Oh, hell.
What?
What's the matter?
I told you.
Oh, no.
Apparently, I did.
You did what, Pilgrim?
I'll never be able to tell them apart.
You mean you've got one of those things with a David with a sticker from a Laughing Squid on the outside?
Oh. Now, please bring this back here.
Well, look at that.
Oh, my God.
You know, just don't peel it off. I stick them on to identify them, and then while you're talking with your fingernails, you're busy peeling it off. Is that the way you respond to the universe of my creation?
That one is actually mine.
This one is yours?
Yes,
now both
yes,
of them are
dead.
Well, okay.
That's so, what the show is now.
Well, I already had one anyway.
Yeah, me
right,
too.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why
I don't
know
this.
Radio.
I'm
going to
go stand over here.
Good idea.
Me too. I used to do it on purpose.
Yeah. Lighters tend to walk away.
That's a felony.
Oh, that's,
one should have more than one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, there is that. Yeah.
Deliberately.
But, or be like me at Burning Man, having lost my only lighter.
People still smoke cigarettes.
Unable to smoke my illegal cigarettes.
They wouldn't smoke as many cigarettes.
In agony.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Weird. So, but,
wow.
And then so over the years,
it's like a social intervention.
Yeah, it was. I'm really thinking of the other person.
I'll social intervention you.
So, yeah. So it's like it's incredibly generous,
altruistic. Yeah, all the way. Yeah, that's me.
I knew Al in college. Altruistic.
You know,
he was a good guy. His
like
head in the clouds a little bit.
You'll give him the shred off his back.
Yeah.
That's what virtually everybody
I don't know
says
why such people cluster around me.
He would help anyone. He was so funny and he was smart and
You know what you're doing right now is fake broadcasting, right?
He was a funny guy and smart.
It's because it's real. It's true.
I think I should have been nicer
really
to him.
Happening.
He's hearing voices.
Well, I think that about a lot of people.
I think that's true.
I had always hoped that the show would be real. I didn't,
but we never know. That we're going to be dumped never by the side of the road.
Is there someday
until it happens?
Well, yep.
Someday
we
is
always
now.
Hope.
And
well,
it's too late.
We hope the theme, July 5th.
The theme of Burning Man this year is tomorrow,
and
today.
July 7th.
Tomorrow and tomorrow.
There's a godlike Michael Pepe.
Oh, yeah.
With the two little devilly red Michael Pepes beating away at me.
Yeah, those little devilly Michael Pepes are actually even visible to me on his shoulder. I don't know how he does that. Mine are invisible.
It's like a crazy devil.
And isn't one of them supposed to be an angel-y?
Yeah.
These are, look at the little horns. These are farfadets or imps, immature devils, just as cherubs are immature angels.
It all depends.
He has a 90-year-old.
Farfadets is the French term from the book by the French author Berbigue, who wrote about the imps and their world.
The real Michael Pepe?
He was thought to be insane, but he published his 6 volumes in
the real, not the AI Pepe?
Folio. Now incredibly rare. I saw that set when I was in Amsterdam, and I called for Stang to stop talking, but he couldn't hear me, and he walked on. So I did not even get to inquire the price of Bear Brigade's work on the little imps.
Don't drink alcohol.
Weird wonder stuff.
You know how, once again, at Burning Man.
Well, let's stop talking about Burning Man because I am now about to present.
You need to be drinking some water pronto.
A piece of writing from that proto subgenius Lord Dunsany. which is incidentally how you pronounce his name. This member of the aristocracy, some pronounce it Lord Dunsany. I'm here to tell you that is quite wrong. His name rhymes with Cheney, with Dick Cheney, Lon Cheney, Lon Cheney Jr., Liz Cheney, and other strange creatures. This, as recently presented and revived in the Dobbstown Mirror, subgenius newspaper, hole number 124, volume 7, number 2, is the enlightening tale of Chubu and Shemish. So please attend, won't you? Now, it was the custom on Tuesdays in the temple of Chubu for the priests to enter at evening and chant, "There is none but Chubu." And all the people rejoiced and cried out, "There is none but Chubu." And honey was offered to Chubu, and maize and fat. Thus was he magnified. Chubu was an idol of some antiquity, as may be seen from the color of the wood. He had been carved out of mahogany, and after he was carved, he had been polished. Then they had set him up on the diorite pedestal with the brazier in front of it for burning spices and the flat gold plates for fat. Thus, they worshipped Chubu. He must have been there for over 100 years when one day the priests came in with another idol into the temple of Chubu and set it up on a pedestal near Chubu's and sang, "There is also Shemish." And lo, all the people rejoiced and cried out, "There is also Shemish." Shemish was palpably a modern idol, and although the wood was stained with a dark red dye, you could see that he had only just been carved. And honey was offered to Shemish, as well as Chubu, and also maize and fat. The fury of Chubu knew no time limit. He was furious all that night, and next day he was furious still. The situation called for immediate miracles to devastate the city with a pestilence and kill all his priests was scarcely within his power. Therefore, he wisely concentrated such divine powers as he had in commanding a little earthquake. "This," thought Chubu, "will I now use to reassert myself as the only god, and men shall spit upon Shemish." Chubu willed it, and still no earthquake came, when suddenly he was aware that the hated Shemish was daring to attempt a miracle too. He ceased to busy himself about the earthquake and listened, or shall I say, felt, for what Shemish was thinking. For gods are aware of what passes in the mind by a sense that is other than any of our five. Shemish was trying to make an earthquake too. The new god's motive was probably to assert himself. I doubt if Chubu understood or cared for his motive. It was sufficient for an idol already aflame with jealousy that his detestable rival was on the verge of a miracle. All the power of Chubu veered round at once and set dead against an earthquake, even a little one. It was thus in the temple of Chubu for some time, and then no earthquake came. To be a god and to fail to achieve a miracle is a despairing situation and an awful sensation. It is though among men one should determine upon a hearty sneeze, and as though no sneeze should come. It is as though one should try to swim in heavy boots or remember a name that is utterly forgotten. All these pains were Shemish's. And upon Tuesday, the priests came in, and the people, and they did worship Chubu, and offered fat to him, saying, O Chubu, who made everything. And then the priests sang, There is also Shemish. And Chubu was put to shame, and spake not for 3 days. Now there were holy birds in the temple of Chubu, and when the 3rd day was come and the night thereof, it was, as it were, revealed to the mind of Chubu that there was dirt upon the head of Shemish. And Chubu spake unto Shemish as speak the gods, moving no lips, nor yet disturbing the silence, saying, There is dirt upon thy head, O Shemish. All night long he muttered again and again, There is dirt upon Shemish's head. And when it was dawn, and voices were heard far off, Chubu became exultant with earth's awakening things, and cried out till the sun was high, Dirt, 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 upon the head of Shemish. And at noon he said, So Shemish would be a god. Thus was Shemish confounded. And with Tuesday, one came and washed his head with rose water, and he was worshipped again when they sang, There is also Shemish. And yet was Chubu content, for he said, The head of Shemish has been defiled. And again, his head was defiled. It is enough. And one evening, lo, there was dirt on the head of Chubu also, and the thing was perceived of Shemish. It is not with the gods as it is with the humans. We are angry one with another and turn from our anger again, but the wrath of the gods is enduring. Chubu remembered, and Shemish did not forget. They spake as we do not speak, in silence, yet heard of each other, nor were their thoughts as our thoughts. We should not judge them merely by human standards. All night long they spake, and all night they said these words only, Dirty Chubu, dirty Shemish, dirty Chubu, dirty Shemish. All night long their wrath had not tired at dawn, and neither had wearied of his accusation. And gradually Chubu came to realize that he was nothing more than the equal of Shemish. All gods are jealous, but this equality with the upstart Shemish, a thing of painted wood 100 years newer than Chubu, and this worship given to Shemish in Chubu's own table were particularly bitter. Chubu was jealous, even for a god. And when Tuesday came again, the 3rd day of Shemish's worship, Chubu could bear it no longer. He felt that his anger must be revealed at all costs, and he returned with all the vehemence of his will to achieving a little earthquake. The worshippers had just gone from his temple when Chubu settled his will to attain this miracle. Now and then his meditations were disturbed by that now familiar dictum, Dirty Chubu, but Chubu willed ferociously, not even stopping to say what he longed to say and had already said 900 times, and presently even these interruptions ceased. They deceased because Sheamish had returned to a project that he had never definitely abandoned, the desire to assert himself and exalt himself over Chubu by performing a miracle, and the district being volcanic, he had chosen a little earthquake as the miracle most easily accomplished by a small god. Now, an earthquake that is commanded by two gods has double the chance of fulfillment than when it is willed by one, and an incalculably greater chance than when two gods are pulling different ways, as to take the case of older and greater gods, when the sun and the moon pull in the same direction, we have the biggest tides. Chubu knew nothing of the theory of tides, and was too much occupied with his miracle to notice what Sheamish was doing, and suddenly, the miracle was an accomplished thing. It was a very local earthquake, for there are other gods than Chubu or even Sheamish, and it was only a little one, as the gods had willed, but it loosened some monoliths in a colonnade that supported one side of the temple, and the whole of one wall fell in, and the low huts of the people of that city were shaken a little, and some of their doors were jammed so that they would not open. It was enough, and for a moment it seemed that it was all. Neither Chubu nor Sheamish commanded there should be more, but they had set in motion an old law older than Chubu, the law of gravity, that colonnade had held back for 100 years, and the temple of Chubu quivered and then stood still, swayed once, and was overthrown on the heads of Chubu and Sheamish. No one rebuilt it, for nobody dared to near such terrible gods. Some said that Chubu wrought the miracle, but some said Sheamish, and thereof schism was born. The weakly amiable, alarmed by the bitterness of rival sects, sought compromise and said that both had wrought it. But no one guessed the truth, that the thing was done in rivalry. And a saying arose, and both sects held this belief in common, that whoso toucheth Chubu shall die, or whoso looketh upon Sheamish. And that is how Chubu came into my possession when I traveled once beyond the hills of Ting. I found him in the fallen temple of Chubu, with his hands and toes sticking up out of the rubbish, lying upon his back. And in that attitude, just as I found him, I keep him to this day on my mantelpiece, as he is less liable to be upset that way. Sheamish was broken, so I left him where he was. And there is something so helpless about Chubu, with his fat hands stuck up in the air, that sometimes I am moved out of compassion to bow down to him and pray, saying, O Chubu, thou that made everything, help thy servant. Chubu actually cannot do much, though once I am sure that at a game of bridge he sent me the ace of trumps after I had not held a card worth having for the whole of the evening, and chance alone could have done as much as that for me, but I do not tell this to Chubu.
Taking a shower, you get very thirsty. I'm always very thirsty after a long shower.
Well, I'm thirsty.
A certain Reverend Baby Bear likes to drink a beer while she's taking a shower.
Really?
Yes.
And it relaxes her. She likes it.
Yeah. Well, you know, people do fall in the bathtub and injure themselves.
She's so small and light. Even if she fell, she wouldn't be hurt. Yeah, so unlike me, I dread a fall in the bathtub. Or a winter or a spring, actually.
Warning out to you folks out there. We're not advocating drinking in the shower.
Actually...
It works for somebody. I mean,
well, I guess. But
Baby Bear does it, I mean.
You know, Relotomaniacs, the little kids that love the show.
Yes, that's right. Well, if
yeah, those little right fans, that Etherettes and Rocket Rookies, maybe they're all going to get in the shower now with a bottle of beer. Folks, you could drop that bottle.
To do that thing,
and there might be shards of glass in your shower. Is that what you want?
It's setting entertainment.
It's true, but the show has so much influence over the very young people.
Screw them.
If we say, it, you know...
all right. The rising generation.
Is that what we said?
That would be the end of... No.
So, all right, the young people.
Sure.
Why not?
They're frightening the children.
Yes.
But some children deserve to be frightened. In fact, it's good for them.
An offhanded hit. An offhanded hit.
Well, we hope for an offhanded hit.
Mark, of yours.
A hit for this show.
Mike.
Or a hit from some marvelous performer like... Robin Coomer of Loop Station.
Thank you.
I do think that we have the habit of specific repetition of theme
in the specific ocean.
Ah, there we are.
Of the new
enlightenment. Thank you so much. I deeply appreciated it. I appreciated it. Right,
so is this song? I mean, this show, this creation, whatever is it coming through? Are people hearing it? It won't play through the monitors. What in the name of Potter CB is going on?
I'll stick it somewhere where it's going to surprise somebody. I can tell you.
There's no leaving the show. No one will leave the show.
It's like the Communist Party or the Catholic Church. Nobody leaves.
No.
Just the incessant drumming.
Nobody leaves. The drum is not condemned.
Me out of my show. It's very harsh.
Yeah, if you're driving right now, you probably won't be for very long.
When you're driving in your car,
not the crumbs we are playing.
Driving near or driving far, burning with malaria,
alone on my safari.
Yes, please listen to the show.
Dry rot.
Wherever you may choose to go, so
Blue Raz.
Hey,
Kruger Man
to Augustine Hell today. Hey, it's time to review the show. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you do.
Yes, sir.
Is this damn thing working or not?
10 minutes longer, however, 2 hours, 10 minutes total.
We're able to get a little more time on
down. Ah, hell, I'm going to be here doing a show whether or not it's going out. I can't tell. Stu, you can't tell. Who can tell? It's going through all these layers of possibility. Maybe it's going out, but there's nobody listening, or maybe everybody's listening, but it's not going out. It's like,
good. Thank you.
Well,
yes, Burning Man's were wonderful. Absolutely.
It's like maybe looking through a glass onion.
I know.
Summer-like, even though this is technically March. And even though you can't join St. Stupid's upcoming march into April. April 1st, at the foot of Market Street, Santo Estupido is to lead his followers. Look for the doggy diner heads, and you may see me there. Just come up and ask me, and I might give you a little comic book.
In this tesseract of tales, every shelf a new dimension, where the laws of physics bow to literary invention. Due decimal, now a map to navigate, the stars guiding seekers through time and space.
Oh,
cold.
And Bibles and cookbooks, mythologies, fiction, FM
error, and facts copious of volumes,
trillion several in his distilled knowledge,
where distilled boxes him all interdimensional,
his decimal duly and required, he adds many
as borrowed could Escher Tesseract,
Bibliotheca painted hypogol,
heal slowly and see your own reflection.
Someone hearing? Is it going out? I suspect the worst.
In several trillion
volumes of copious facts and ephemera,
fictions, mythologies, cookbooks and Bibles and technical guidebooks that go on forever.
Slowly and see your own reflection. What is there when you pull the curtain back?
Fear the worst. It looks like nothing is happening here. It looks like no show is going out. Blob, dang it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's beyond me.
Even Rob, who got close to bringing in, sort of, he got to up to the Sierras. It was the year I snuck Jody in. And on the way back, we stopped at the gas station in, on 80. And the guy came over, the guy who was pumping the gas, and came out and was real nice. And turns out he looks at me and goes, "Are you with her?" I said, "Yeah, no. Do you mind if I call it?" It was really funny. He was so serious, like, ask the old guy.
Wow.
That was fun. Yeah, I just kind of made her like a little mess of trash in the back and went in. Jody, I made her a little mess.
They rock and rolled in the trash?
No, I hid her as a piece of trash right behind my seat with on a sheet on her.
Right.
And she could be really tiny. She could pull it in. And so, it was really funny. And then she immediately got out and went two camps away and started getting immediately super drunk.
God.
And spent you know, running around drunk that year.
Good Lord. Well, that could be a dangerous thing at Burning Man. Running around too drunk. It's pretty hot.
I think she may have stayed.
People
she
do.
Got around because I dragged her out a couple times. To see the place.
I've done that. Snuck in 1 year.
Yeah. Well,
good Lord.
I sneak in 1 year, and then I have to wait for the she's here and the moon's here. So when shit comes around to about, like, here, she'll answer my question. So I have to wait for the question.
There are one or two that don't like me at all. They call me old and ugly and want me to leave. Yeah. Now they don't get any candy. How do they like that? I'm just gonna be cool and not act like a fool. Drawing these little comic strips isn't easy on the eyes, but it really is some kind of a prize.
Yeah, I walked in during a whiteout.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, and cool.
I had a bottle of tequila, and I was running across the playa, and it was whiteout, and my shoes kept coming off, so I put my shoes under my armpit, and then I fell one time, and then I only had one shoe left, so I just left that, and I kept going until I got close to civilization of camp, and I could hear, this is the weirdest part, is I could hear the mermen playing Burning Man radio stations.
Yeah.
So that's what,
and that was John Hill playing
the area, and then some guy that came up
coming for glory
on the air, and then some guy helped me get to my camp because I didn't.
That's always nice.
No, it was Baba.
Santelli?
Rick Santorum.
Rick Santorum. No.
And you know what? The weird thing
Guido Scarducci.
Guido Scarducci.
It was the.
And he had that chart
on
why you wanted to be an artist.
Exactly. That was the best commercial ever.
Yeah.
Best television commercial I ever seen.
Yeah, that was what year?
'82. I don't know.
VJ Pussycat. What year was that? I don't care about your story. I care about my question.
Because we got to stop waiting.
Right. I like the delayed part because by the time she's insulted, I'm on to the next.
You mean there's still delay?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Can't you tell by the piano?
The American Dream was the theme.
Keep America Green.
And I snuck in.
What year?
During the American Dream.
Oh, American Dream.
That's every year.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You mean 1 year? Reborn
a white picket fence and a house in the suburbs.
Empty states. Desert. Maybe that was the 2.5 theme. Maybe that's the theme.
A dog named Spot.
Okay, let's all sing the theme.
And a cat named...
It's an American Dream.
That's pretty good.
That's America. That's the country we love. A giant rubber exploding octopus created by Hollywood's greatest special effects experts.
An American Dream.
Dream on, America.
To do rodeo.
This ain't my rodeo. And it ain't my prisoner.
Yeah. I've been to the rodeo and back.
I've seen how this rodeo ends, and it ain't pretty.
I know how to rodeo, and I know how to read.
But we can't all just get rodeoed.
RadioValencia.fm. So many awesome shows
with
here
an
every single day.
And an R and an A and a D and an I.
And that spells show. The showy rodeo.
Yeah, that's right. The one you're listening to now, whatever you're doing.
Right, folks, whatever. Stop. Stop what you're doing. Pay attention only to the show.
Stop!
Have no other thoughts.
Gather through the show near your responding device.
Yes.
This is your lifeline to the show. Except no interruptions.
Except no substitutes.
I'm going to call the show right now because they can save
and lives. What are you going to call the show?
We should shoot a logo.
Wait, I can't talk right now. I got a call. Yeah.
Well,
Elvis Costello.
Right.
Elvis Costello. Oh, won't somebody please tell me whether they can hear this. So you're kidding? You're hearing last week's show and not...
There you go. That's really one of his best songs.
Michael.
Netflix down in she's watching the detectives.
Ooh, it's so cute.
Watching the detectives. Shoot.
Teeing up into the teardrop star.
But you can't be wounded when you got no heart.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we are supposed to show you scenes from the picture Blood Feast.
Give me the Cobra Jewels.
That's what people want. Is to watch is Blood Feast.
Or if you don't have Cobra Jewels, give me my tube back.
Blood Feast.
I'm a coming to get it.
Which will be shown as a late show next Saturday night.
What? I thought... What?
You came to the wrong week. Blood Feast will not be shown in this theater.
Oh, yes. Wait up.
Until it is shown in this theater.
Hey, Michael Pepe.
Yes.
Don't do drugs.
Oh.
Don't. Don't do it. Turn back.
Oops.
Is your countenance cruising?
Oh.
Don't give a damn.
Girls are bad, okay?
Users are losers, and losers are users, so don't use drugs.
Today.
Don't use drugs. If you know a user even part of the time, turn him in quick, take a bite out of crime. Users are losers, and losers are users, so don't use drugs. Don't use drugs.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Yes, if you know a user even part of the time, turn him into the cops, take a bite out of crime.
Bite out of the war.
Take a bite out.
I'll take a bite out of these drugs.
What they are,
babies. Here's the rich.
No more biting the drugs, okay?
Take a bite on the front of a bitch.
Well, somebody took a gigabyte out of this one.
He's biting the damn show.
It's Bitcoin, is what it is.
Eat the bitch. Eat the bitch, baby.
Eat the rich.
During the showing of Blood Feast.
No one should watch
that. Are we going to have a bit? Is the show going to have a bit?
Yeah.
In fact,
should we invest in a bit?
We have to all pay for it, though.
Okay. It was a windy boy.
I'd give thousands to it. What about a GIF?
Enter the theater.
Should we have a GIF?
Wait, I'm listening to the instructions.
The GIF of the major.
You can't just go watch a movie. You have to listen to all the instructions.
How about an emote? Well, there should be an emote for the show.
And the blank.
Something in the molecular memory of the chassis on the mark. It's affecting the brain matrix.
God, they're communists listening to this show.
You really are messing up on the... The
Jews. And that Homo erectus guy left.
The publicity shot. Yeah. What, the homeless? Was
the homeless erecto guy on the track, the SWAT channel?
A homeless erecto guy? Wow.
What, tonight?
Yeah. He was typing on here, and now he's gone. So I think it's Michael Pepe.
A prehistoric
guy.
Is what he was naked. We should have been doing DMT tonight,
right? Was he naked again?
A robot.
He might have been. I mean, we can do that around the time of Burning Man. On this channel, people naked around.
Poor old Joe Sugar.
I really like seeing those guys at Burning Man.
With a little help from my parents.
He got his hand in the mangle. Poor old hardware car.
A little help here, please.
The mangler, eh?
The mangle.
I tried with a little help.
They put my hand in the mangle.
I didn't actually mean
why do they call it that?
This show is parody.
You know, the English have a good sense of humor. Why do they do that?
Making fun of people?
Well, why do they call it a mangle? What a thing to invent.
All right.
Something that mangles things?
Yeah.
How can that possibly work out for...
Mankind.
It helps your laundry.
Mangled and fast.
So we're going to start now with the mangling.
But actually, The Mangling by Stephen King, America's most popular
scary author, mangling.
Tells about his short story, The Mangler, in which it's a laundry machine called The Mangler, but it's somehow
It breaks loose and it comes to people's houses and mangles their folks.
The machine, for some reason, breaks out of control.
Because you called it The Mangler, and so there you go.
Well, that's
and it was called The Mangler.
That's too much. That is right. Well, as
the Mangler and Mrs. Mangler.
As the name itself suggested. I mean,
that's one of the silly stories. Another one.